Hello, it's been some time I've been here. Welcome to this very episode of Hepatitis B Simply. Today it's just a time for me to have a chat and particularly to talk with people who would listen to me in regards to what's ongoing. I think that a very common question I keep getting from all the YouTube videos that I've been posting consistently has been about discordant couples. That is, if one partner is positive and the other partner is negative, how will they have sexual intercourse without transmitting the virus to the other partner? And that has caused a lot of ripples in many marriages, and I thought it would be time to have a talk about this matter. Evidence available to support what I will tell you now. But stay tuned and listen. One, if one partner is positive and the other partner is negative, they should be open to each other. They should let them know, the other person know. What would happen is that if the other partner is vaccinated against hepatitis B, then there is no fear, because the protection following a full vaccination schedule is near 100%. And therefore, they can go ahead and have sexual activity without any concerns about getting the transmission onto the other partner. This is because the vaccine is effective. If, on the other hand, the vaccination program has yet to be completed, the person who is infected, and even this would even be the case even if the other person, that is the vaccinated person, does not need to undertake any activity. In other words, I'll start this all over again. For a patient who is positive, they need to go through the routine of being investigated and treatment offered based on the outcome of the investigations. Obviously, if the infected person is the woman, then when she becomes pregnant, and which is the case, in other words, some questions that keep coming to me is, can the person become pregnant? Yes, of course. But they will have to safeguard the delivery of a baby in order to ensure that the baby becomes negative at birth and or protected against becoming positive. And so lots of things will cover that area. But be that as it may, it's a short episode to actually speak about this subject in order to decry some of the complaints and issues that homes may be going through. I do remember a friend who would not allow her husband to actually have sexual activity with her because he was found to be positive. And although she was vaccinated, she wouldn't, because she continued to believe in some way that the husband may give her an infection. Obviously, this is confidential information and nobody knows who this person is. So I expect no one would attack me because I said this matter. I will therefore encourage a mutual understanding and follow up in order to ensure that those who are infected stay and enjoy a good lifestyle. Now, in the scenario where both partners are infected, again, it makes it easier. However, they should not ignore the need to get investigated and or consider treatment if deemed appropriate for them. Yes, the impact of hepatitis B and the outcomes vary. There are many factors that are responsible for the outcomes and why it affects others more than the other person. This is not the subject for it. Today, we are just talking about the episode about discordant couples and how they can live together, enjoy the benefits of their being married, as well as get well treated and managed regarding their hepatitis. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.